Dip netters lined the shores of the Kenai River this weekend as the subsistence fishery peaked. Alongside a few hundred other fishermen, KBBI reporter Emily Schwing fought the tide at the mouth of the Kenai River and brings us this story.
On Saturday night, just around 8 o'clock, the fish were hitting hard after a slow day, and the north beach at the mouth of the Kenai River was busy, to say the least. Gary Bratton is from Anchorage. I found him at the edge of the water untangling a sockeye from his dip net.
How many fish have you caught?
Sure. I lost count.
How many years have you been dip netting?
Oh, about 15.
Fish were literally flying up the sandy slopes as dip netters tossed sockeye from their nets and jetted back into the water for another go at it. Laura Ofterhide, also of Anchorage, was fishing with her family. She said they'd be there until they caught their limit.
We have 8 of 100.
So we're fishing for 75 for our household with a 25 proxy for a senior citizen.
Terry Hecker is waiting for her son and husband to bring in the fish. She said they had a system going to process them.
They come in, my son bonks it, I clip it, and then they run back out.
Cindy Walker is Hecker's mother-in-law. She says this isn't the sort of thing they usually see where she lives in California.
It just seems like Alaska provides all this for their people, and this is the real Alaska to us. We've been, you know, in other places, but the sightseeing doesn't do it. This is down where they live, and it's just the neatest thing. We love it.
Last Wednesday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game reported 68,000 fish passing their sonar counter at mile 19 on the Kenai River. And since then, fishermen have been standing elbow to elbow in chest-deep water. Robert Begich is the area management biologist with the Division of Personal Use for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Soldotna. After looking at the numbers from this past weekend, he says there's still more dip netting to be done.
Yes, right now we're sitting at 238,000 past the sonar in the Kenai River, and our goal for in-river passage into the Kenai River is between 750,000 to 950,000. So we're still hoping to see at least 500,000 more fish at this day.
Fishermen were well fed by a Baptist church group from North Carolina who set up a tent on the beach and handed out free hot dogs and hot chocolate as part of a service group called Salmon Frenzy. Drew Tucker is a volunteer. He says the group aims to serve the fishermen so that they can focus on the fishing.
We are from Roxboro Baptist Church in Roxboro, and we just came to help the fishermen out, you know. They're out here fighting the cold and stuff like that, so we figured we'd do them a service just handing out hot dogs.
Despite gusting winds on Sunday and a slowdown of fish, everyone seemed to catch something. I, for one, had a net full of fish carcasses. The gulls seemed to appreciate it. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Emily Schwing.